Thursday morning, though. Hope we all by now know what that means. Voice of the Gophers, Mike Grimm, joining the program. And Mike, I don't think either one of us expected this West Coast road trip. I would have believed 1-1, but 2-0 I thought was very impressive. What did this road trip, in your eyes, mean, symbolize for that locker room?
Yeah, that's a great question. It certainly was an outstanding road trip. I wish that you and I and maybe others would have known that the Gophers would have done this. We could have done a two-game parlay and retired. take the Gophers' money line on a two-game parlay, and who knows what that would have paid. I would be interested in that. They were an 11-point underdog, I think, against UCLA, and a 7 or 8 point underdog at USC, and they won them both. Not that I'm a gambler, I am not. I'm not even allowed to if I wanted to. But think if you took the parlay when the Gophers were down 14 in the first half at USC twice, and down 17 in the first half at UCLA. That would have been quite a payday. So the reason I kind of jokingly bring all that up is, yeah, that was an unlikely scenario to get the sweep. The Gophers were the fifth Big Ten team to make that West Coast swing. So, you know, in the new 18-team league with a national footprint, half the league host UCLA and USC, and the other half travels there. So the Gophers were amongst the half of the league that travels there, and I think it was the fifth the fifth team that had tried it, and actually it might have been more than that. Maybe it was the sixth, but either way, the Gophers are only the second team to complete the sweep. Michigan, the league leader, was the other. So just remarkable. And I do think your question was phrased right. What does it mean? It's clear the guys are feeling good. They're playing confidently. They're a tough-nosed, hard-nosed team. They're 6-3 now in their last nine games in the Big Ten. That's a nice nine-game run for anybody in the league. I mean, I'm guessing if you went through, definitely most teams over a nine-game stretch in the Big Ten outside of maybe just the top three have not had a stretch of games where they've gone 6-3, and certainly anyone in the bottom has not. So it's given them confidence. And then the other thing is, I think it's taken a little bit of the heat off the head coach as well. There were calls, and you and I have even talked about it in terms of what's the long-term future here if the Gophers can't get turned around. And I think I remember a couple of weeks ago saying, yeah, they'd be wise to win some games, right? Just to, and they have been doing that. So it was a pleasant surprise. It was really a fun trip. As you know, the radio crew travels with the team. It was a six-day, by the time it was all said and done, a six-day trip out there. I think that's good. I think one of the nice things about the addition of those two teams is it allows some more longer trips, NBA-style trips. And and I don't say that because, I think there's a bunch of NBA guys running around the Big Ten. Obviously, a few of them will play. Garcia is likely an NBA guy as he continues to emerge and be, you know, arguably the best player in the conference right now, the way he's going. And he absolutely took over the game in the second half against UCLA. Dawson Garcia had 27 points, and the entire UCLA team had 27 points, and that's how you win those games when you're a big underdog. But the point being, it was a nice trip, and not necessarily because it's an NBA-style trip that it's NBA-style, just I think between bonding, the guys did have Sunday to do some stuff, and to me, that's all part of the college experience. The more you can expose guys to experiences, and I'm not even talking basketball. Like they every day when they get together, they do this stretching routine with the strength and conditioning coach. It's every team does this. It's an injury prevention thing. They have the rollers and the massage guns and all that stuff, and they do some yoga moves and all this. Well, the Gophers on Sunday morning, they had just beaten USC the day before. They hop the team bus and they drive down to the Santa Monica Pier. They lay out their yoga mats on the sand of the beach on Sunday morning, and they're doing yoga on the beach with the Pacific Ocean in the out in the distance. And so I think that's a cool, that's what college athletics should be about, is exposing your players to a bunch of cool stuff. And that was one of them, I think.
Not to mention, you guys got the hell out of the town the exact time that you needed to. We are dealing with some frigid temps here, so I'm glad that you guys got to enjoy the nice weather over there. But to get back to the Gophers, you know, you mentioned Ben Johnson, and I think that's a big story here because you're absolutely right. I was pretty much calling for Ben Johnson's head about a month ago. How much credit do we have to give Ben Johnson for turning the attitude inside this locker room around after this 0-6 Big Ten start?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard, right? You're 0-6, and we've seen a couple of teams. Now, Penn State did get a win last night. I don't know how. They won at home against Nebraska, and they were up like 25 at halftime. So I did not see that game. That's the Gophers' next opponent, by the way, is Penn State. Mm-hmm. And when the Gophers got the West Coast sweep, everyone was like, well, they got Penn State next. They've lost 8 in a row. That's going to be a cakewalk. And I'll be honest with you, it looked like Penn State had kind of quit.
Yeah.
And I bring that up only because, and one, obviously they haven't. They beat Nebraska last night. But that said, I bring that up only because the Gophers just never did. And look, it's a cliche to say, oh, we're, you know, that they never quit. They don't all this stuff. There are teams that do. There are teams that don't care. And I think the one thing, and I do think it's a credit to the coaching staff, not just in that they kept the team together, but also a credit that they've recruited some fairly quality players, right? Just from a human standpoint, these guys aren't going to quit. It is a unique blend, right? You think about it, and I thought Mick Cronin brought this up in his post game. He's like, look, anyone who thought we were just going to waltz past Minnesota hasn't been paying attention. One, they've been playing well, but two, and this is a sneaky thing about it, this team is full of seniors. These guys are playing their final stretch of basketball, and they don't want it to end. Why would you quit? Why would you glide the last handful of games? You think about everyone who contributed the other day. You've got Dawson Garcia. He's gone after this year. You've got Mike Mitchell. He had a nice game. He's gone after this year. Lekai Patterson has had a great month, and he's gone after this year. And there are others certainly in that mix as well. So they're all trying to extend the season as far as they can. I think the other thing these two wins have done is it's put them now in a postseason conversation. Certainly nothing near the NCAA. I don't think there's any doubt that they would have to really get hot. I mean, they'd probably have to win out and then even maybe do some damage in the Big Ten tournament. But if you're looking at, and the weird thing now is that the Big Ten has, you know, gone into cahoots now with Fox TV. I forget the name. I think it's the Crown College Cup or something. That's a new knockoff of the NIT. The NIT still exists, and the Gophers were in the NIT last year, but this is a new Fox TV produced thing, and teams from the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Big East who have TV contracts with those three conferences and with Fox, most of the teams that don't make the NCAA tournament that are, you know, going to put themselves in, you know, the secondary market, so to speak, are going to go to this tournament, just kind of because that's what Fox is going to tell them to do. And it's a weird format. It's like there's 2 weeks off after the season, and then it's over the course of a week or something in Vegas, which would be fine with me. So the Gophers have gone from really no future to now putting themselves in this conversation. They're in the 80s now in the net ranking, so at least you're, they were in the hundreds 2 weeks ago. So at least you're putting yourself, and they've got four or five now quad one wins. So when you're looking at their general resume, the folks that are selecting teams from this Fox-produced tournament are going to look and say, God, they got more quad one wins than most anyone else on this list. And the Big Ten's presented them with a bunch of quad one win opportunities. And then the other thing is, because this now takes 16, it's a 16-team field, takes an additional 16 teams out of the NIT mix, even if the Gophers don't make that, all of a sudden, you're starting to trickle down. If you're in the 80s, you're probably, and you missed this crown tournament, you're probably going to be in the NIT. So if the Gophers can kind of keep their head above water the rest of the way, they probably have some postseason opportunity as well, which we didn't think was going to be the case, as you said, a month ago, for sure.
I don't want to be that guy, Mike, but outside shot to make the big dance, maybe?
Well, I think they have more than just a little work to do. They're well off the bubble. They're not even, You know how they do. They got the first four in, or the last four in, the first four out, the next four out. The Gophers are probably in like the next 15 out or so. And again, they're in the 80s. Probably to have a legitimate shot, they're going to need to get into the 60s at least. They'd feel much better to get in the 50s. And to do that, they probably got to win out. In talking with some people who followed that part of it, and I'm pretty in tune to what the committee looks at. Obviously, Mark Coyle is on the committee. He can't do much about the Gophers, but I've picked his brain back and forth a little bit about how they do study the resumes and what they look at. And I kind of joked with him a little bit. I'm like, I've never seen a group of people that take so much time to do what should be a relatively simple job, right? I mean, they're meeting like every week. Mark Coyle's flying to some meeting place in Indianapolis or Chicago or someplace, and they're going. I'm like, look, you got 34 spots to pick.
Right.
28 of them are locks, right? Like, there's 28 for sures. So really, you got to pick five teams out of maybe a 12-team pool. Like we really need 16 men and women to figure this out over the course of like 4 months. But anyway, it is what it is, and it's fine. So the Gophers are well off that. But they do have quad one opportunities at Nebraska. They have a quad one opportunity home against Wisconsin, and certainly when they get to the Big Ten tournament, and that's another factor they probably locked up. I mean, certainly it's not mathematically guaranteed at this point. But they probably locked up. They don't have to worry. And again, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, we're worrying, will the Gophers even be in the Big Ten tournament? And people are going, what are you talking about? That maybe, the non-diehards are going, what are you talking about? Everyone gets in the Big Ten tournament. Well, not anymore. Mm-hmm. 18 teams just would have been too long of a deal. They would have had to start that thing on Monday. So the bottom three teams are booted. They're not even allowed to come to Indianapolis. And so the Gophers probably with those two wins have kept themselves out of getting kicked out of the tournament. They're going to be in it probably. And certainly if they beat Penn State and Northwestern in their next two, and they'll be favored in those two, because those two teams are in the mud on that. They're probably going to be two of the teams, or could be. And so you'd hold tiebreakers over those two. And the other weird tiebreaker is the Gophers are one of two teams to give the number one team, Michigan, a loss. And so if a bunch of ties happen, and then there's a bunch of things that won't break the tie, eventually the tie goes to what team has beat the highest standing team in the Big Ten. Minnesota having that win against Michigan is going to be important, because nobody down where Minnesota's at in the middle or lower end of the pack is going to have a win that impressive, I don't think.
Yeah, the Penn State and Northwestern games, they're going to be huge. The one worry I have with this team, though, as we saw against Washington, is they've been doing a good job playing up, but now what they need to do is avoid playing down to their opponent. So we're going to find that out over the course of the next 6 days.
Yeah, no doubt. We've talked about it. You know, this isn't like this isn't, a team that can just waltz out and win. The margin of error is quite small. So if they come out, and I frankly do get the sense, and nobody wants to admit this, I do get the sense that UCLA, they jumped out to that 17-point lead, and I really got the and Mick Cronin's going to hate it. And I don't know if he's looked it in the eye. He wasn't real thrilled in the post game.
No, he was
kind of a smart aleck to the news reporters and stuff. I mean, that guy, I appreciate him as a coach, and I appreciate the honesty, right? We all complain about, oh, it's all coach speak. No one speaks the truth. And then a coach goes out and basically is as frontal as can be, and everyone complains about it. So I always say you can't have it both ways.
Yeah,
so I appreciate the fact he's being honest. That said, I don't know. He doesn't seem like a real pleasant fellow to have to deal with often. But what he probably isn't liking is I did absolutely get the sense that his dudes were just like, okay, well, this is going to be easy.
Yeah.
We're up 17. Let's put it in cruise control. And then when the Gophers got close, they didn't really know how to react. Mm-hmm. And the Gophers made the winning plays, and the pressure started to mount, and they couldn't make a free throw to save their life. And the Gophers have been in those shoes before, as we know, in a couple of games. Free throws have probably cost Minnesota at least two games, for sure the Ohio State game, and likely the Wichita State game, and maybe another one or two in there. Anyway, the Gophers had that benefit. The Gophers the other team thought they just waltzed through us. And Minnesota does not have the benefit of that. Like, if UCLA can lose when they sleepwalk. I mean, no one's going to argue they're clearly more talented team, just raw talent than Minnesota. So the Gophers can't get in their mind that they can just show up against Penn State. It might have been a good thing that Penn State won last night.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That said, I've mentioned this almost every week with Ben Johnson on his show, and people are getting sick of probably me saying it, and I know I've mentioned it with you before, that the Big Ten is a weird conference. You win one turns into two turns into three. So on one hand, I think it was good to see them win, being Penn State, because that will for sure tell the Gophers, look, this is a team that can win. But you don't want to give the other team too much confidence. Richard Pitino used to quote his dad when he was coaching here, because I'd ask him that sometimes, would you rather be playing a team coming off of a win so that your guys are aware that, okay, these guys, you know, when you're playing in a situation like this, and he's like 100 out of 100 times, I want a team that's struggling to keep struggling. I don't want them to get confidence. And he quoted his dad, I'll have to clean it up a little bit, but he's like, his dad always used to tell them, never underestimate how effed up your opponent might be. And you know, so sometimes you want your opponent to be on a 9-game losing streak coming in. You don't want them to get that taste of victory. So on one hand, I think it's good that they beat Nebraska last night, because the Gopher players are looking and say, okay, they can win. On another hand, you don't want that to all of a sudden give them, look, right, when Minnesota beat Michigan in that stunning upset that started this little string of, you know, a nice 6-3 stretch through 9 games, they were 0-6 and they beat Michigan. I'm thinking that Iowa would have preferred Minnesota lose that game. You know, they got that taste, and guess what? Minnesota went down to Iowa and got a win. All of a sudden, they came home to Oregon, they got a win, and that, in essence, flipped the season.
Right.
So you don't want that win over Nebraska by Penn State to come back to give them some confidence, and they come in here and all of a sudden steal one from you. So it's an interesting concept for sure, as to you want to play a team that's really in a terrible losing streak and has no confidence, or do you want to play one that's been playing poorly that all of a sudden got a win and might feel good now?
There's a lot of like non-actual basketball vibes coming into these games. That's how the Big Ten is operating. That's the voice of the Gophers, Mike Grimm. Got to let you go, buddy. He'll be on the call for the game with Penn State on Saturday, correct? They play on Saturday, right?
Yes, sir. 1:00, and coming off that sweep, let's get some folks in the barn and fill that place up.
Love to see it. That's Mike Grimm. One last time, appreciate it as always, Mike. You have a great rest of your day. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Jake. Always enjoy it. Thank you.